Dayton, Ohio is known for a lot of things. The Wright brothers, who helped transform how we travel. The most recent mass shooting this past summer that killed 9 people. And being one of the most impacted communities of the opiate crisis. Dayton is also known for other things. Dayton is the breeding ground of many nonprofit organizations. 2 of these organizations being Catholic Social Services and Be Hope Church. Dayton, Ohio is currently home to many immigrant and refugee populations. Every year, 250 to 400 refugees settle into Dayton, Ohio. Around 40% of these refugees come from the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Places like Catholic Social Services help refugees resettle into Dayton, offering housing, English classes, employment classes, and rides to appointments and jobs. Each refugee and family is assigned a social worker to help the family resettle. Catholic Social Services prides itself in the refugee population in Dayton, find jobs, and help contribute to the Dayton population. Some statistics about refugee and immigrant populations in Dayton, Ohio include that $1.3 billion is the income generated by immigrant-owned businesses annually from 2006 to 2010, according to WelcomingAmerica.org. $15 million is how much Dayton immigrant population has contributed in state and local taxes in 2012, according to WelcomingAmerica.org. Another organization in Dayton that is helping refugee and immigrant populations is Be Hope Church. Be Hope Church is located in Beaver Creek, Ohio, and they are just starting up. They are hoping to help immigrant and refugee populations resettle into Dayton, similarly to Catholic Social Services. Volunteer and Wright State student Yoon Jae Yee explains his job as a volunteer at the organization and its importance.
Hi, my name is Yoon Jae, and I'm an undergrad student studying neuroscience, French, and I'm on the pre-med track. Personally, I've always had a passion for helping others, especially through humanitarian work. I started working for Be Hope Immigration Center a couple months ago, and the Immigration Center is in the infancy stages. We haven't opened yet, but our plan is to open in the summer of 2020. So right now our goal is to offer legal services for the immigrant community in Dayton at little to no cost. And the legal process is super expensive and a lot of times it's super confusing. So our goal is to help the immigrant community in Dayton circumvent those issues so that they don't have to face those things on their own. Be Hope Immigration Center is through the Be Hope Church in Beaver Creek. A lot of you may know Be Hope Church as Beaver Creek Church of Nazarenes. They recently changed their names so that they can expand to other campuses. And this church has worked in the Dayton community for a long time, a lot longer than most of us have even been alive. So I'm super excited to help them raise money for this cause and also help the immigrants in Dayton. Helping the immigrants in Dayton, for me, is super important because immigrants really help enrich and expand the worldview of places like Dayton, Ohio, especially because there are so many people in Ohio as a whole that really never leave the community. So just having other people come in and experiencing other cultures is super helpful for, again, expanding that worldview. And they offer so much to our communities, and a lot of times they're just financially or legally hindered. So for me, helping them was a no-brainer, and also because my parents are both immigrants from South Korea, so they didn't have any of these legal issues, but it could have easily been us. So helping these people for me is super important. At Wright State, I also started the medical chapter of the Global Brigades, which is a branch of the Global Brigades public health chapter. So our goal is to go into communities and help empower the people of third world countries. And so far we've been to Nicaragua, Ghana, and this next summer we're going to Panama. We do public health projects and set up clinics for the medical side of the for the medical side of the organization. And with those public health projects, we help build wells, build trenches, and help build like bathrooms and stuff, which is a big problem in places like Ghana. So we're planning on setting up clinics in Panama this summer, and we're offering free medical services to community members. So if you'd like to get involved in the BeHope Immigration Center or in Global Brigades, Jordan can let you know how to get into contact with me. And yeah, so I'm super excited about the work that I get to do to help the humanitarian crises across the globe.
Both of these local organizations, Catholic Social Services and BeHope Church, are reliant on volunteers for their operations. To join either of these organizations or for more information about what they do, contact information will be given below the podcast description. I want to give a special thank you to volunteer Yoon Jae Yee with helping record this podcast, all the volunteers at Catholic Social Services, and the director of Catholic Social Services. For more information about refugee populations in the United States, visit unhcr.org.